Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Pella Superintendent Greg Ebeling.
Right, thanks, Greg, for joining us today. You had a school board meeting that just ended, and let's start with the energy conservation construction proposal and comments that happened tonight.
Right, so we had a lot of discussion around particularly our Lincoln Elementary project. Really, the board was considering whether to go for that building to be a LEED certified building, which LEED certification really means are there green energy principles that are happening in the building, and do we actually have a third party that verifies those principles? And so what we decided as a board, that they are not going to have the official certification, but continue to use those LEED principles in that building. The board did vote to actually have a company called the White Group, which will actually put some energy study into the building and make recommendations in terms of the best systems to use for that Lincoln Elementary and for the middle school project as well. So they're moving forward with those processes. We still want green energy. We still want systems that are taxpayer friendly, that's for sure, and ultimately help us with making a system that will be a strong ongoing building system for years to come.
What's the benefit of basically, it sounds like, adopting the principles without making it official?
Right. And, you know, the principles are such that, you know, there are certain things that you can do within any building that are going to be more energy conservation friendly than others. And we want to make sure that we do those within that building. The certification actually makes a third party go through and verify all those, and then actually gives you basically a stamp for the building to say this is a LEED certified building. We're not actually going to have the verification done and go through that, but we are going to actually use those principles, and so we still see those cost savings with green energy that can happen in the building.
All right, and you had a work session where a lot was discussed. Let us know a little bit about that.
Right, so the work session was about our financial position and the overall finances of the district. We review our district finances every year, of course, on an annual basis for where we are in total district financial position. And tonight we looked at some of the key financial factors that the district has to pay attention to. And basically the news is that we have a declining enrollment trend right now. We've had three straight years of some loss of students in the district. So that's a concern for us because our funding is based upon per pupil amounts. And so, but overall, we have a really strong financial position. Our spending authority and our financial position is as good as it's ever been, and we really see that as a positive. But we know with that declining enrollment trend that we just have to take a wait-and-see approach, see how our budgets work out, see how things happen, because ultimately the less dollars in the district with less kids is going to be a concern down the road. So we just have to be really good stewards of what we have and then be cautious as we move forward in terms of new positions and new things we're doing. But at the same time, we're in a really, really good shape as a district.
Well, and we've discussed this a lot, so I'll help you reiterate this point. What you're really saying is don't hear the first part, which is that enrollment is declining. It's not like anyone's going to lose their job tomorrow, but this is something that has to be taken seriously.
Right. It certainly is. You know, declining enrollment obviously can create financial problems for districts. And we've been blessed with boards and administration in the past that have been good stewards and have done a nice job balancing budgets and helping things move forward. But we need to make sure that we continue to do that so that Pella can stay in a strong fiscal position and ultimately help us to make sure that we look at things and we pay attention to what kind of spending we're doing each year.
Snow on the ground for the first time today, so let's start talking winter. We had a great successful fall season, but now the winter is around the corner. What are you looking to improve on as we get into the second semester?
Right. So of course, I had the first student ask me today if we were going to let out school early tomorrow. And I said, well, probably not. But certainly, we every year we start taking a look at that, and we now are in the time of the year where, of course, coats and gloves and hats and all those things are important for students to bring to school. We also want to make sure that we you know, always have a good communication mechanism to parents so they know when school are out or dismissed early. We have some good things that we put on our website, and we would encourage people to go to our website and use those tools to help get notifications. Some of it can be through text messages or emails, those types of things when school is delayed or canceled. So please use those, and certainly if you need to, call the school and ask those questions.
Well, and I know you do it because we recorded the promo, and you'll also call KNIA CareLS as well?
Exactly. Yep, KNIA is always in our mix, and they're one of the first calls we make.
All right, anything else you'd like to share with the district as we wrap up, and when can we expect the board to get back together?
All right, so the board will be back together right before Thanksgiving on the 25th of November, so that'll be coming up. We continue working on several of our facility projects as well as some projects that we'll be working on with student achievement, and so there's always a lot of work to be done, and we're moving forward with some good things.
All right, thanks for your time, Greg. We'll talk to you after the next meeting.
Okay, thanks, Justin.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella with Greg Ebeling, Pella Superintendent. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.